So welcome back to the Colour Media Show, and in this episode we'll look at the process of designing and building a new website, and we'll pull together a bunch of issues that need proper consideration prior to diving in. I'm Pete Crouch, your host and director here at Colour Media, and we thought it would be useful to create a mini-series within the podcast to help you when it comes to undertaking any creative project for your business. We'll cover a range of aspects worth considering, and some questions to ask your internal teams and external agencies. And as ever, if there's something you'd like more detail on, then get in touch with the team here at Colour Media. But before we get stuck in, I would like to give a shout out to this episode's sponsor, dyesublimationsupplies.co.uk, who offer everything you could possibly want for your dye sublimation printing business. From printer presses, blank supplies, and if you're just getting started, they even have ready-made kits for a complete business in a box. So check them out at dyesublimationsupplies.co.uk. So in the first of this series, we want to talk about website projects, and I'm going to share with you our top 10 things to consider. So you've decided it's time for your business to have a new website, and you've gone out to the market and asked for some quotes. Depending on how much detail you provide or how much detail your design agency asks for, can lead to some pretty varied results. Well, this happens quite a lot here at Colour Media, and we thought it would be helpful to provide you with our checklist before you get stuck into your project. So let's get started with number one. Why? So why do you need a new website? And perhaps the best way to get a good result out of the new project is to go through your existing site and make detailed notes on why you don't like it. Are there some technical issues with it? Does it lack some functionality that your business now requires? Have you rebranded? Are there any legal or compliance issues that need resolved? Does it require any interaction with third parties for data feeds, etc.? And so the answer to these questions can really help when it comes to preparing the brief for your new website. Number two, what's its job? Like any other resource within your business, it should fulfill a specific role. Now, it might sound a bit obvious, but you'd be surprised by the number of businesses that, when asked that specific question, cannot readily answer. And just because everyone has one is not really a good enough answer. So dependent on your business, your website may fulfill a whole host of functions. For example, showcase who you are and what your business does. If you're a service business, it may focus on profiling the professional team that you have. If you're more of a product-based business, it may host your online catalog or your online shop. The site may need to provide downloadable information for business partners or clients. It may also need to take reservations or bookings that need to interact with other services. It can sometimes be helpful to think about your website as another member of your team. And does it have all the things it needs to be effective? Number three, content is king. When it comes to the content for the site, this is a critical part of any web project, and it's so frequently not given the time and effort required to get this aspect right. Your design agency will not be able to dream up all of the content for you. This is very much a two-way process, and you will need to allocate significant time from someone with the knowledge within your organization to help pull all this together. Where are the images coming from? You may be happy using stock library photos, and your agency will be able to help source these for you, but be very clear on the image you're presenting. Don't be misleading to your clients. If you're going to invest in producing your own image library, then once again, who's going to do this? Is it something you can do effectively yourself, or do you need to engage with a professional photographer? And what elements need shooting? Think about what your clients want to see. Is it your premises, your people, your products? All of these things contribute to how you're perceived, and bear in mind, attention span for website viewers is tiny, and if you don't grab their attention within the first few seconds, they'll be off elsewhere within just one click. Number four, functionality. What does the site need to do to get the results you're looking for? And by this, I mean it could be a number of things. If your priority is that you want to quickly present what you do and prompt the viewer to pick up the phone, then this can have an impact on the potential layout and design of the site. If you want the viewer to buy products from your online store, is it very easy to navigate and find what they're looking for? Do you need to include breadcrumbs, for instance? Is the imagery sufficiently good enough for someone to click that buy button? Is the payment process straightforward and trusted? Will you be using video on the site? In which case, what is the best way to host those videos? All these elements need to form part of your plan when going through the requirements with your agency. Number five. Domains, hosting, emails, SSLs, and all that other techie stuff. Well, it can be quite confusing, and getting these aspects correct can avoid a lot of pain down the road. Who registered your domain in the first place, and whose name is it registered in? Is the domain hosted by the same place that your website is hosted? Do you have more than one domain, for instance? You may have a .co.uk and a .com. Which one would you like the site to live on, and do they point to the same place? Do you have or need email addresses associated with your domains, and are you using POP3 mailboxes or a managed service such as Office 365? Do you have or need an SSL certificate? Do you have the necessary login details to provide your new agency with to help with all this stuff? How critical is the site to your business, and do you need shared hosting or perhaps your own dedicated web server? Number 6. Interaction with search engines and social media. Are you making good use of the analytics tools available, and do you understand them? If you're using digital marketing and social media for promotion, have you embedded the tools and pixels to ensure that tracking is in place properly? Number 7. Search engine optimization. Building your site is only just the beginning. Now you need to get it found. An SEO can help with this if done properly. Combined with paid for activity, you will need to factor this into your ongoing spend on your website. If you're going to pay to drive traffic to your site, you need to be very clear on what the costs will be and how much of your margin this activity will eat up. Is this something that you have the expertise to do yourself, or will you need an agency to manage this for you? Number 8, ongoing support. Once your shiny new website is built, who's going to look after it? The web is a constantly evolving thing, and browsers, web platforms, plugins, and other functionality on your site are continually being updated and developed. Who's going to make sure your site stays live and applies the appropriate patches and security updates? Is your host or your agency taking a regular backup of your site? And what would happen if your site got spoofed or hacked? What is the impact on your business if your site goes offline? Number 9, content updates. Who's going to add content to your site on an ongoing basis? Your site should never really be considered finished. It should be something that's permanently being worked on and optimized and developed as an ongoing thing. Do you want to do this yourself? In which case, are you comfortable with the platform your site is built on? If you're paying for an ongoing management service from your agency, be very clear on what is included and what isn't. They may be able to offer varying levels of service dependent on how hands-on you want to be. Number 10, do your homework. Check out some competitors and other sites that you both like and dislike, and go through these with your agency. It's such a benefit to an agency when they have a very clear brief from you, and if done well, this will reduce the project delivery time and ultimately the cost. So there you have it, the Colour Media top 10 tips on starting a web project, and whilst by no means is exhaustive, it will hopefully get you thinking about what is needed prior to getting started. So hopefully you found some of this useful, and if you did, please share it. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions or you think the Colour Media team could help your business, give us a shout. We're more than happy to talk. I've been Pete Crouch, this is the Colour Media Show, and until next time, take care.
A Liquid Studios production.